The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. You've had problems, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to make it go away. Well, same old thing, right? Not really successful. Well, here's your opportunity. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Yes, we are an hour earlier today, and we'll be continually from this point forward. Instead of high noon, we're at 11 o'clock Sunday mornings from this point forward. Why, you say? Simply because of the fact that we negotiated and to make sure that we didn't get bumped when NFL season starts again coming up in the fall, because many of you realize that we had a shift from Sunday to Saturday afternoons when the Redskins were playing ball. So we said, hey, that's not a good thing for our listeners, so we're here at 11 o'clock. Got a great program for you today, and we're going to kind of solicit our female listeners a whole lot. But guys, you better pay attention to this, because you may find out something about what's going on with your ladies that you didn't know. And we're going to talk about female problems, and what does that mean? You know, things that happen that the doctor says, well, it's all in your head. Well, it really isn't, but it's a uniquely feminine topic. We're going to talk about, you know, pelvic problems from fibroids to cysts to how it affects your body in many different dimensions. And who better? Who better than to really go through this with me and make sure that I don't give you any erroneous information other than Dr. Stephanie Pina. Dr. Pina, you ready?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can say good morning now because it's not noon. It's not confusing.
I know. We don't have to mess up anymore.
Right.
Because we come in and say good morning, it's really 12 o'clock or after, and it's the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I better shut up because everybody's going to think that I'm confusing them again. Okay. All kidding aside, this is a program that, you know, you're a naturopathic physician. You have a lot of background in the natural approaches to all kinds of problems, but particularly this specifically. You do a lot of work in fertility, and, you know, we've talked in the past and had you on. We've talked about other problems, mostly hormonal dysregulations, if you will. But I want to get into this piece of uniquely feminine. If you had to start and really focus our audience and say, okay, this is the piece, you know, that differentiates us men from women, how would you begin to step into that water?
Well, one of the main things that I always see, and I think that creates an issue, is that with women in particular, they have so many transitions in their life, whether it's from cycle to cycle, throughout the seasons, you know, even going from being in our reproductive years to menopausal years. There's so many different cycles, and those changes that happen there are often overlooked or they're simplified by saying you're just deficient in this hormone or that hormone, we can replace that. But the problem is there's a lot of other underlying issues that come along with those transitions that don't get addressed, and more women are reaching out for natural treatments, natural cures that they can do to help themselves, but also look for some support system that basically hasn't been there for years, since it's not something that's normally discussed out in the open. You know, we could talk about menopause and see YouTube videos and, you know, there's Netflix services, that talk about different types of alternative health for natural women's care. But essentially having a real conversation with a practitioner who's experienced it and kind of helped people for a long time, is a real interesting kind of thing, because it's not something that's discussed often. And I think that's what's a little bit different. I feel women are also tend to be kind of the medical providers for their family too. So when the men do come in, you know, it's usually by the urging of somebody else. And so they're kind of watching their health and the health of the rest of their family as well.
Women do have a tendency to take better care of themselves than men, or at least they're much more aware when something's not working the way it's supposed to. Guys, unfortunately, have the ability, I guess because that's the way we were raised, to shove things in their back pocket and not look at it until it's way too late or they're dying. And, you know, they say, well, that can't happen to me. Where women, are they the nurturers or the caretakers? So they have that instinct that not only can apply to others, but to themselves. And subsequently, they have a suspicion. But, you know, it always surprises me because we do a lot of thermographic imaging for screenings for all kinds of things, but particularly breast cancer. And you'll have a woman that comes in and she has a major lump in the breast that she's ignored. And so I want to ask you that question. You know, there's so much that if you can catch any kind of a problem early on in its initiating stages, you can do a whole lot about it. But here's where men and women are similar. We don't want to look at something that's right in front of us. Why do you think that is?
I think it's nowadays it can be almost, you know, our time and effort. We've got things to do. We've got places to be. We've got other people to take care of. Our caregiver role, especially as women, you know, it's kind of puts us second nature. And so a lot of the times things seem normal or we haven't discussed it in the past. So essentially what happens is, you know, no one else comes out and says, I have this issue or not. And so they just don't get discussed. They don't get brought up and you have 10 minutes with your doctor. And if you're getting an annual exam, which all those guidelines keep changing as well too from the conventional side. And so it just seems normal. Something that was always there all along, that hard or nodule just doesn't go away. It's just not moving. And then we find out it's something a little bit different. So I think one of the main things when we're trying to diagnose early is also going, how do we put the body in the best possible place for any kind of prevention for different type of diseases so that it's not as much of an issue to begin with, and making sure that you're looking for different alternatives if you're unhappy with the current situations you're at, or how to combine it with your current medications.
Our number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. When we're not here, you can go to rosellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, rosellecare.com. And that's how, by the way, you register for this Wednesday evening's presentation on Uniquely Feminine, February the 5th, 7 p.m. at the Rosell Center for Healing in Fairfax. Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your presenter. She's a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and she's going to be showing you how to handle things before they get out of control, but in fact, what you can do naturally, but making sure that you have a complete understanding of what the body is doing and what it's like. Dr. Pina, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you and I discussed briefly I think today and on the other day at the office, how that pelvis, that female pelvis is interconnected to so many other areas and functions, and that we're not even thinking about that. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's interesting when we think about, and especially I think about when I go in to say have a pap smear done or there's a pelvic exam, it seems like its own entity. You go to an OBGYN, it's supposed to that's their function, is to examine that. What they're not doing is going, how is that related to everything else? So when we look at from a muscle skeletal standpoint, and you'll know this from different types of adjustments too, there's so many ligaments and everything attached to that, that's a moving structure instead of thinking it's just a solid mass. And then all of the muscles that are attached to it that help support basically that pelvic girdle from everything that keeps basically everything inside of us in the lower part of the body are very complex, but that's all those nerve innervations coming from the lower back. So we got to think about, okay, does a back issue have anything to do with the pelvis? Those same nerves innervating basically the digestive tract is. So is someone's digestive issues having to deal vice versa reproductive health, with urinary health especially? Are there microbiomes that are in our digestive tract affecting what's in our urinary tract? So that way it's leading to increased frequency or reoccurrence of urinary tract infections. Also looking at, there's connections between the pelvis and the jaw. And we see this, I know the first time I realized this is when I got adjusted, I think it was either you or Dr. Lamp were going to town on my jaw because I had a hip flexor out. And so it was very interesting to kind of go, how is that going to go together? But it definitely does. And so there's a lot of these connections that you don't think of are gynecological that can kind of help the structure of the pelvis and the internal organs that are inside there too.
The body is amazingly intimately connected to all kinds of things. A female goes to the doc, and for whatever reason, they convince her that she needs to have a hysterectomy. So now the uterus is gone, and sometimes they leave the ovaries, sometimes they don't. But that uterus is held up by a suspensory ligament that also balances other structures and visceral elements within the body. Now you see everything drop down. And that dropping mechanism now has a tugging effect and a pulling effect on so many other systems. And now you start seeing symptoms that are totally related mechanically and not necessarily endocrinely or, you know, biochemically. So you have to understand that everything works together. And I know you see this all the time. It's an amazing interrelationship between, you know, one part of the body to the other and the balance. And when you said that, you know, you were treated and you found out that the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, and the pelvic structure have a lot in common. Where the lower jawbone comes together, there's an area there at your chin called the mentum. And that mentum relates to the pubic symphysis and the pelvis. So if one is off and if you have a bad dental position, and suddenly you don't have a problem with your mouth, but you start noticing that you're having problems with the pelvic floor or the structure, or your urinary frequency increases, and you say, what? What does that have to do with anything? But that's how all that's interconnected.
Well, and they've shown studies that, you know, when they do different types of relaxation techniques with women who have vulvodynia and pelvic pain that's chronic, essentially what happens is they tell them to start doing breathing techniques that's going to relax their lower jaw, that's going to keep them from clenching and grinding, because they notice that that's another way that we're holding stress and tension and trying to deal with the pain that's in a completely different area of the body. So those are main things that we have to kind of consider. That seems so simplistic in some way, like how would me breathing deal with my pelvic pain? How would it not?
Absolutely. You know, and the thing of it is that women traditionally in the healthcare arena have been the most set aside patient. And going back, you know, several decades back when it was all in your head and, you know, here's this tranquilizer. And that's after they asked the woman, well, how's your relationship at home? You know, what a crazy, you know, it's because most practices in those days were male practices, and they didn't get the nuances and the intimacies of the female system. And so when you look at this very complex system, the emotional pieces that go along with it, because the rages and hormones, the up and down balances that those occur, those things can be balanced providing that you identify them properly. Breast cysts that come from the uterus and the ovaries particularly. And you have this constant feedback, but nobody sits and explains it to the woman who's in front of them unless you're looking from our platform, where you have to take into consideration the entirety of what's really happening throughout the entire body.
And we have to think about the fact too that when we think of even other medical topics like cardiovascular health, bone health, you know, the studies that have been done that have led the way to some of the conventional medicine treatments that we have now, they weren't required to have women in those studies. They weren't required to tell you how many participants were women. So when you look at the results in there, especially with heart studies, we know that most of that has to deal, the symptoms of the common heart attack have to deal with how heart attacks have happened in men. And it can be completely different in women. So the lack of that research, even in modern day terms, has a lot to do with how we need to view women and kind of look outside the box to say, if we're going to do real preventative medicine, what else do we need to be looking at? Well, instead of just what we know from these studies that didn't include women.
You know, the studies that are coming out now indicate that something in the neighborhood of 27 to 28% of the women die of cardiovascular disease. And up until now, it's not touched. But the more that women have gotten into the stress load of the workplace and they start picking up some of the habits that, you know, guys did from smoking and so forth, that piece begins to climb. I want to ask you more about that when we come back. We're coming up to break. My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, will be your host, your presenter this Wednesday night. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio waiting to take your calls on your health. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We will be at the 11 o'clock position, 11 o'clock in the morning, Sundays from this point forward, so we never get bumped again for NFL football. You know, after all these decades on the air, it kind of is crazy, you know, to split up the program. So we did a little horse trading, and here we are, and we're going to be here permanently. So, but remember, you can always get a hold of us at rozellecare.com, and all of our past programs are there. You can find them. We can send them to you by podcast. All you got to do is go into their website and follow us on Facebook, and I'm promising you an educational experience that is next to none. So let us know how we can serve you and help you as the time goes forward. My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, we're talking about Uniquely Feminine, which is the topic she's going to be presenting at the Results Center for Healing this coming Wednesday, the 5th of February at 7 p.m. And I promise you, those of you who've heard this amazing doctor present know that she has more information, and sometimes we've got to bring her, you know, bring her back a little bit, but you don't want to miss this, and all you have to do to register is go to rosellecare.com and to go down, and you'll see the ad, and it said register now, and make sure that we have a way to confirm, and so you'll have seats. Those of you who came to the last lecture in office know that we were full. We were completely packed, so we had to put you standing if you came in after that. Don't make that happen this time. Dr. Pina, let's get back into talking about, you know, this unique mechanism called the female anatomy and body, and, you know, it affects everything around them when it's not working. And, you know, women are very unique. They have tremendous capacity, intuitiveness. They are really the healers. They have a sense, a perception that unfortunately is lost on a lot of us guys. We don't get it because we don't have it. But that is the entire piece. They're the center of the family. They're the center of the community. They have a perception of health that is very unique. Matter of fact, they probably make the best doctors. And you're in a position to see that and know that. So let's talk about, you know, all of these little pieces that, you know, women complain about, and that they're not just menopausal. They're not just, you know, oh, my God, my hormones are out of control. And so a woman comes in and she, we talked about the pelvic structure. How often is, you know, the pelvis, the intimacies of even, you know, the biochemical reactions and so forth related to other parts of the body, headaches, if you will, or visual disturbances, or suddenly auditory mechanisms that are not working properly? Can that correlation be made?
There absolutely can, because when we think about it, you know, all of those sensory things that we just thought of are ones that think was part of the central nervous system. You know, where are our hormones coming from? The ultimate command source is in the head, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and there can be issues when women are breastfeeding with pituitary releasing hormones that help out with breast milk, or there can be a tumor there by itself that creates some of these issues. But a lot of times what's interesting is, like I mentioned before, when women are cycling, especially, and even through menopausal transition, when they really start to notice changes, because one thing is starting to change into another, they're much more aware of what's going on with their body, because most of the time it's not comfortable. It's a change. It's something different. And they don't know who to talk to and who to, you know, express these concerns to, because it's not something that's discussed openly. So I see a lot of women come in that have other gynecological issues that are kind of thinking it's just down there, or literally it's just in my head. I must be making this up, because it changes along with them day to day sometimes. But everything else that keeps us functioning, our adrenal health, our digestive health, everything that we eat can have an effect basically on the vaginal area, on the pelvic area. And, you know, that's going to affect a lot of other sources and symptoms in the body.
No, it's an interesting situation, and there's one condition that I've treated for all the years I've been in practice, and unfortunately both women specifically and particularly, but men also, and we're talking about yeast and mold and, you know, the fungal problems, candida problems. A woman goes to the doctor and she complains of vaginal itching, burning, discharging, and the doctor says, well, you have a yeast problem, and they give her something locally to take care of it. So the problem is, it's not a local condition. It's systemic. And it's one that manifests locally because the body's trying to get rid and purge. What do you normally see? You know, a woman complains, well, you do the intake. Have you ever had any yeast infection? She says, yes. But the next questions have to be what?
Well, one, has it come back again? And usually that's a yes as well, too. And so what's tend to happen is they've gone the traditional route, and they've done, like you said, the creams and stuff that they can get over the counter because they're trying to deal with it on their own, which is typical. And when they've done that and when that hasn't worked and they've gotten a prescription, it still doesn't work because they're not treating the rest of the body. They're not treating basically the inner parts of the body and the rest of the system that really are balancing out their pH, balancing out the good bacteria that are not allowing the good bacteria to do their job. And that is basically to keep things like candida at bay and at balance, because we all have it, but essentially we won't want it in overload amounts.
When it gets out of control, it's out of control. And the truth of it is by the time you're about 3 months old, 4 months old, you can culture yeast problems, candidas, in anybody. And it's just a matter, is your immunological system balancing it? Do you have a symbiotic pattern going on that's strong enough to make sure that it doesn't run amok? But it's a significant issue that I've seen relative to headaches and visual disturbances and sinusitis and skin rashing, I don't feel good, vaginal cramping. All of those things over a period of years are often related to that problem. I want to get back into that just in a little bit. You know, coming up in the second half of the program, make sure you stay with us because I'm going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus out there, and we'll spend a couple of minutes on how you can possibly protect yourself. And ladies, you're as susceptible in many cases more so than guys are. So we'll talk about that for a minute, but don't go away. We have a whole lot more, and this is a very interesting topic that we'll get into. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your presenter, your host. Topic, uniquely female. You know how to register at RoselleCare.com. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rosell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
We're back. 888-630-9625. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live, my guest in studio. Dr. Stephanie Pina, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine. And we're talking about an interesting subject, actually, that affects greater portion of the population. Why? Because it's about women. It's called Uniquely Feminine. This Wednesday evening, February the 5th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. You need to attend this if you'd like to know, ladies, how your body works and not ignoring some of the little things that can grow into bigger things. There's no one better than Dr. Pina to walk you through that. And all you need to do is go to RoselleCare.com, register, and we will save a seat for you. Dr. Pina, welcome back. Let's dig into this topic just a little bit more. You know, it's really fascinating. We're talking about mold and candida and so forth and, you know, those types of things. But we can also have other types of insidious infections that don't show up on traditional cultures. They get into the tissue. Mold and fungus is one of them. Until they dump and they become fulminating, you can't really detect them from a traditional allopathic medical point of view unless you run some blood work and you see what the levels are. But there are other issues as well. There are bacterial infections. There are things of that nature that can end up with a pelvic inflammatory problem where there's a lot of pain. And unfortunately, it's missed often in the community. How would you distinguish a woman's coming in and they're complaining of back pain? And it's low, insidious back pain, but you know through examination and the things that you do that this is not where the trigger is. You've got swollen ligaments, you've had, you know, disc spaces that are swollen up, but that low back is being triggered by something else. And in this situation, we're talking about the pelvic structure. How does that show up? And how would a woman know that, this is something else?
Well, I always tell my patients when they come in, you know, that they know their body better than anyone else, especially me. And so a good history taking to see what they've been experiencing before this happened and now is always a great start because it sounds so simple, but really it's those little nuances that we blow aside, like that low grade fever that we've had or that inability to sleep or dryness that will kind of start to tell you if there's something else going on. There doesn't always have to be a smell or an odor or a discharge or redness, but it can also be where they are in their cycle too. So there's a lot of different things going on that kind of gets you to believe that there's more systemic issues going on than just that low back pain in this case. I did have a good chance to talk to an OBGYN recently, and I said, well, what's the most common things that you see in your office that you have the most frustrating job to take care of? And bacterial infections and yeast and candida and abnormal bleeding, PCOS, all these things that have metabolic and other causes potentially are what they're having troubles with treating. Why? Is because they're not going after some of the cause treatments for and looking at some of these other things that are affecting other parts of the body. They're just basically treating stuff with the conventional medicine that they're used to.
Let's talk about PCOS, you know, and how it affects. We see it often in younger women and the problems that it causes, but there's a range of symptoms, and often it's argued about in a traditional community. They don't pick it up. But it's also one that can affect women after they've gone through menopause as well. The symptoms are different, but it's still there. So how does that present itself? What gives you a suspicion that somebody's missing something and got to look a little closer?
a lot of times you're looking back at blood work. You're looking back at lurking at, are they having issues still with that metabolic balancing of their own blood sugars? And if their hormones are off too, you may not see as much of the fluctuation between estrogen and testosterone during a menopausal woman because they don't have those fluctuations during the month. But blood sugar issues can still be an issue. And because there's underlying inflammation, you might start to see some issues like autoimmune diseases come to the surface as well too. So sometimes it's not presenting the exact same way, but you need to start looking at why is the person in front of me, why is this woman having issues and not feeling as well as she could have during these menopausal years?
You know, it's very interesting when somebody comes in and they're suffering with all these problems. And women often give up and they get to the place and say, well, you know, that's the natural course of events. My grandmother, this little Sicilian illiterate woman, used to call the menstrual cycle the curse. And, you know, for a lot of reasons, obviously in many times it was very difficult and women would suffer dramatically, you know, at that time. And it's not meant to be that way. It's meant to be a transitional piece that one thing happens and then you go into the next. And then when it stops, that should be an easy transition as well. But unfortunately in this country, in Western civilizations particularly, that doesn't take place. You have a lot of lumps and bumps along the line. And, one of the things we're talking about is this, but let me ask you, let's go back to, you know, the polycystic ovarian pattern. In your opinion, what's the triggered mechanism? What's causing it?
I think there's an overlying inflammation, and it tends to, that plus adrenal stress is probably one of the main things because our body is trying to deal with kind of the lifestyle that we've been used to or the dietary issues that we've kind of put ourselves into. And there's just underlying inflammation, so it's finding the weak spot. And for other people, it may be their digestive tract and it may be their sleep patterns. It may show up in other ways. But with women in particular, you got to think about the ovaries have everything that they need. They have all the eggs that they need when we're born, but they're slowly dying off. And each time we have an ovulation, there's a little bit of a stress mechanism that's creating inflammation there. So if you have multiple ovary follicles that are kind of sitting around not doing what they need to do, that inflammation can actually build up and create an issue. And there's not a lot of room in basically that pelvic cavity. So it's not one mechanism is going to lead to another one. So the higher insulin levels creating testosterone levels. Next, you know, it's a wild mix of a lot of different things that can be treated in a number of different ways, basically.
So a woman that comes in with high testosterone levels and her estrogen levels are kind of up there as well. They're not necessarily bad ones, but they're starting to climb. Obviously, now we have an imbalance in progesterone and estrogens, which that combined with testosterone being elevated, we're going to have a much more predisposition, if you will, to different types of cancers. And that has to be lowered down. Let's talk about that ovarian, let's talk about how that testosterone level begins to elevate in so many women. What causes it? You related it to insulin production, and so we have a hyperinsulin pattern that's starting to show up, and then that triggers, you know, the testosterone levels and so forth. How women are sitting out there saying, I don't get it. How does that happen? Why should that happen to me?
Well, that's what the lecture's for.
Oh. So this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, make sure you come and she'll give you the answer to that.
Right. You got to stay tuned.
Okay. Stay tuned.
This was not supposed to be the hormone lecture.
Oh, okay. So I'm not supposed to give you everything, right? See, I'm trying to tie it all into, you know, structural problems and so forth. But here's the interesting piece, and it's the triggering mechanisms of cancer. In today's world, we have so many free-floating – this is where I was going to take you, see. We have so many free-floating estrogens, you know, the xenoestrogenics that are out there, and they can begin to – build up, but I won't take the cherry off your presentation, so I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. 888-630-9625. See, curious minds want to know.
Well, one of the things that you do, if we talked about estrogens that are coming in, I mean, what's interesting too is especially the modern woman, since maybe the 1950s when really the birth control pill first got introduced, there's always been times where a lot of women have been on some kind of hormone, whether it was to prevent pregnancies or nowadays to prevent things like irregular cycles, abnormal bleeding, even acne. You know, and then they've gone into the reproductive years, had to come off there wondering why their cycles were off. Then they go into menopause and all of a sudden they're on hormone replacement. So there, sometimes in a woman's life, there may be a very short amount of time when they're not actually on some kind of hormonal influence, which clearly is a lot stronger than what our own bodies are putting out too. So even if we look at bioidentical hormones, you know, as a replacement, there's a lot of media social drive to add that in as well. So, it's always interesting to kind of go, what's the trade-off that we're getting with this hormone imbalances and putting too much in that we're not producing ourselves? And are we able to get rid of these products that we're basically bringing in from the xenoestrogens, but what we've also been medicated with?
So, you know, the thing that I was going to try to, you know, kind of make a big circle around and lead you to the target was how all of this relates to multiple organ system problems, you know, from obviously with the insulin rising in your challenging diabetic patterns. It also has a direct impact on thyroid function. And, you know, if you're not in control of that, but you got to find out that triggering mechanism. You have to find out that cause. And if you don't, you're going to throw medications at all kinds of things. And the hardest thing, you know, to do is to find it out, the exposures, what's taking place, the inflammatory relationships that may be due to chronic pain patterns, and they just don't go away. I want to just grab your attention for a minute, and I promised our listeners that we would just touch on the coronavirus just a little bit. And everybody's running amok and scared and don't, you know, what do you do about it? And, you know, what's happening? Well, we talked in the car on the way up and you said that it's not necessarily quite as bad. Well, there's two sides to that situation. The U.S. is going to protect itself. This coronavirus has been genetically engineered to affect the lung, and the coronavirus has been around for a long time, but it generally has a propensity for the intestinal tract. And so now you've got this thing that has come out of China, and there's a lot of interesting rumor that says that this coronavirus was a genetically manipulated virus specifically to go after, lung and respiratory systems. Now, because there's two biological research labs that are outside this little town. So the coronavirus, from a medical point of view, really has no treatment, just a supportive pattern. We were talking on the way up that coming out in Chinese medicine and so forth, and one article that I saw and one that you had, that there are things that can protect you or at least treat them that are quite effective. And we have other pieces, just like any other virus from a flu, whatever, that can be dealt with. You just have to increase your body's immunological response. And basic things, if you will, zinc and vitamin C and echinacea, those things will help support your immunological system. Vitamin D levels must be maintained and elevated. You've got to have a good microbiome, your intestinal tract, so a good solid probiotic. And if you do these things, that'll bring it up a little bit relative to immunological response. But going back to my question, what's coming out that people can say, you know, I have something that I can grab hold of and get treated with, or they can see you and you can get it for them?
Well, I think, like you said, sometimes it's the basic stuff that works on regular general health issues to begin with. I mean, we're in the middle of kind of cold flu season to begin with. So unfortunately, the scare of, okay, I have coronavirus because I also may have something that looks like allergies or flu. So one of the things is make sure you're giving yourself enough time, enough rest, fluids. You know, if you're concerned, come in and see someone. Better to treat at the beginning and then understand what's going on and use some of these basic things. In Chinese medicine, they're using some of these herbal formulas that are combinations of herbal formulas instead of one particular thing that are helping to support the lung function, to helping to kind of keep it moist, and so that if something gets attached to it, it doesn't stick. So that basically it's kind of protecting the lungs. They're also helping to basically make sure that breathing capacity is also there too, and that there's enough energy to fight this off, because obviously one of the biggest things is that since it's in the lungs, there's shortness of breath, and then you're going to get fatigued, and that just leads to an even more weakened immune system. So definitely kind of coming in and ask for healthcare providers, like, what can I do about this from a general standpoint? How do I be preventative about this instead of trying to go, okay, I have something, okay, let me get the mask right away and stuff. But trying to kind of keep your stress and anxiety down about it as well, too, is also going to help benefit your immune system.
You know, somebody sneezes or coughs on most of those masks that are out there, it doesn't do anything. And that's what people don't understand. There are some that are very protective, but you have to really buy the right one. But just getting a surgical mask or one that they sell in any of the stores really doesn't have that much protection. This coronavirus will last in your carpeting for several days. It'll last on the countertop for 12 to 24 hours. And so you have to be careful with it. You know, I was telling several patients this week that what they need to do is make sure they treat it like anything else. You know, if you're using a phone all day long and somebody is, you know, not looking good, I would clean that phone up. I would have some Lysol and some alcohol at my desk, and I would clean it up before I'd put it to my face. You go to the restroom and, you know, use a towel to open the door. Make sure that, you know, you're wearing fresh clothes. If somebody does cough or sneeze on you, change your clothes, get them washed. But again, importantly, as you said a moment ago, increase the body's immunological system, defense mechanism to protect it. There's Qi Laboratories out of Anaheim, California, is talking about that bamboo shoot extract can be used effectively to treat this type of virus. Now, that's their opinion. You can go online. You can check it out. But there's much that can be done. And basically, you're going to treat it like any other type of influenza or viral pattern. You're going to support the body. You're going to try to bring body's immunological system so the body can heal itself. But there is no vaccines and there's no medical treatment at this point to even begin to consider. So you have to be proactive and you have to make sure that you take care of yourself. But, you know, they're talking about, you know, this wide range, you know, developing situation. Do your homework, read both ends of the platform on this and do what you can to take care of yourself. Now, if you're a sweet addictor, if you will, so you like that sugar, that's one of the things that's going to bring down your immune system and your immunological response. So I would encourage you to make sure your diet gets cleaned up, you're eating well, you're staying very hydrated with water, and you're doing the things that we just talked about. Don't run amok. Protect your health the best that you possibly can. And if we can do anything for you, we obviously will. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host, your presenter at the Result Center for Healing in Fairfax. Topic, what we've been talking about today, uniquely feminine. And if you really want to understand all the intimacies and intricacies of what goes on in your body, ladies, this is a class that you should not mistakenly miss for something else. Show up. Go to RoselleCare.com and register today, and we will make sure that we have a seat for you. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live, as you will continue to do every Sunday at 11 a.m. Yes, we're back in hour. We're 11 a.m., and we did it for you. So all of the programs will be consistent, and you'll be able to stay at 11 o'clock even during football season. That's fantastic. It makes me very happy. If you'd like to get a hold of us when we're not here, go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare, RoselleCare.com. And this program and all of our programs will be on display for you. And you actually can go through and find hundreds of our programs on podcasts. You can sign up to have them sent to you directly, so you can have them right on your phone or on any device that you have. You can listen, sign up for our newsletter, follow us on Facebook, all kinds of things you do. But the website itself has a lot of amazing educational pieces. Take advantage of them. And remember, we're here for one reason, is to educate you, to give you the opportunity to think through things, to be much more proactive and not a lemming when it comes to your own health. And if anytime we can help you and you need to have a question answered, just reach out. One of our docs will get back to you and answer the question, or you can send us an email. But this Wednesday evening, attend this lecture. You are going to be impressed. And you're also going to have information that you can use. Dr. Pina, let's ask the question, you know, what are you going to do Wednesday night? How, you know, what kind of information are you going to put out there? Who should attend the program and how's it going to benefit them?
Well, what's interesting is when I first was in naturopathic medical school, I had a women's medicine background, women's medicine and Chinese medicine background. And so as a primary care physician in Arizona, you got used to how Western medicine treats things and on top of how natural and holistic treatments work together. And so that type of experience is kind of what I brought forward and been able to combine more with Chinese medicine. And the more you delve deeper into some of the conditions that women have that feel like they don't have an out, they don't have enough information about it, or they don't even understand their own bodies, the more I realized that this lecture needed to happen. So anyone who've had a question about women's medicine really should attend. And this is also, I've had doctors, female doctors that have come in that don't understand how their cycles work. What other choices do they have for different types of infections, whether they're bacterial, yeast, or viral? What kind of things can they do themselves, and how else can they be treated? One of the interesting too is there's a couple of medical devices that are coming out to treat urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence, and even prolapse that are based off of some of the same ways we stimulate nerves with using acupuncture in Chinese medicine. So there's a lot of connections that we're going to kind of go over that shows you that a pelvic condition, women's health is not just the pelvis, it's not just the breast, but everything is interconnected. And in order to create connections and get that going, you're going to be able to identify issues that you didn't think were related to your gynecological health, but they really are. And so we have to start that conversation somewhere. And this is a perfect opportunity to do that and kind of understand it from a low key mechanism so that it's understandable. It's not over someone's head, and get that conversation started. I can't do it now, obviously, but I can do it on Wednesday night.
See how you are? Uh-huh. Looks like somebody else has to be treated. No. The information that you're going to be getting this Wednesday evening is really impactful. It's profound. You know, I don't know if you're aware of it, Dr. Pina. There's a company out there by the name of Predictive Technological Laboratories out of Utah, and we'll be seeing more of it probably within the next year. But they've come up with a genetic diagnostic test that predicts endometriosis in women. So it can be done early on in vitro. It can be done initially when a child's born. It can be done with the mother predicting the outcomes. So they've really come up with a very unique process. And once it gets through final approval, it's going to be out in the marketplace. And there's nothing that's going to really stop it. But it's Predictive Laboratories out of Utah. This is one that is going to be a major impact on women's health.
I don't know if it's the same lab, but I know that there was a research study that was going on that was actually looking at menstrual blood and how there are different characteristics between someone who has endometriosis and even PCOS. Their blood will show inflammatory markers and be different than regular cycling women. And so being able to kind of use that information is so unheard of in the past, but it almost seems taboo. But essentially, people are starting to look outside the box, and that's what we're already having to do in a preventative medicine mode. And what should we do to make preventive medicine from a holistic standpoint better? Do we use the current guidelines of going in once every 3 years, or do we take a more active stance and look at other things like cardiovascular health and osteoporosis health and autoimmune health in women? Do we make that part of our annual exams now? So we're going to go over that as well, too.
Yeah, it's very important that women become proactive in their health. There's no reason that they should come to the same silliness that a lot of men do. And that's really a matter of knowing, getting the information, finding out what's available to you, and then acting on it. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be down in Florida. I'm going to be teaching a course on nutraceutical and environmental impact on genome expression. And the bottom line is this, and this is a four-hour lecture I'll give you in about 60 seconds. The genomic expression, your gene expression, whether it's a positive BRCA marker for breast cancer or cardiovascular disease or something like that, can be not only controlled, but it can be fully reversed. And those are the important things that that are coming out in the marketplace. And even to the point where they can go in the allopathic community in genetic research now and go in and actually manipulate and change the broken pieces of the genome that would express itself in some type of quote-unquote genetic disease, now it's reversible. But we've known that from the standpoint of view of watching some people fully reverse all kinds of conditions and others succumb when they shouldn't have had any problem whatsoever. But the field is going really crazy, and it's exploding overnight. You know, this Wednesday evening, I know you're going to touch on so many different pieces of the puzzle, and it's really exciting. Ladies, if you want to know if you're doing something that can hurt you, if you're doing something that, it can make a difference, you know, other than what your current application is, make sure that you take advantage of this. It's important that you put together as much data as you possibly can, because you really are the care providers. You're the ones that really have that intuitive sense. You have the ability to, you know, notice things that unfortunately a lot of us guys don't have, and that's the important piece. So I'm looking forward to Dr. Pina's presentation, and all you have to do is call RoselleCare.com at 703-698-7117 or simply go online and register on RoselleCare.com. We're coming up to the end of the program. We'll be here next week, 11 o'clock. Don't forget, we love you all.